died, Inspector.
I see.
I thought when I found this record on his dictaphone that it might contain some clues to his murder. It doesn't tell us a thing.
Don't be so sure, Mr. Spencer.
What do you mean?
Well, your brother mentioned the word scorpion. That might mean something.
I hope so.
By the way, Mr. Spencer, what was your brother dictating when he was killed?
He was finishing up his new play.
I see. Well, I guess I've seen enough in here.
Would you like to meet the others?
Yes, I would.
They're in the library. It's right through this door, Inspector. Boys, I want you to meet Inspector Harris. Inspector, this is Roger DeHaven.
How do you do, Inspector?
This is Professor Markle.
How do you do, Inspector?
Professor?
Well, I'm not the real professor. That is just my professional name. You see, I'm an astrologer. I tell fortunes by the stars.
Why are you all here?
Well, you see, Inspector, Professor Markle, Roger DeHaven, my brother and I are all members of the same club.
And it so happens that all of us have birthdays in the same week, so each year we all come up here and celebrate.
Does the word scorpion mean anything to any of you?
Scorpion? No, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Why do you ask, Inspector?
Well, you see, before Spencer died, he was dictating a scene for his new play over the dictaphone. He was interrupted when someone came in and shot him. With his dying breath, he repeated the word scorpion several times.
Say, Inspector, isn't the scorpion a sign of death?
Yes, but I don't think he meant that. No, I think he was trying to give us a clue as to the identity of his murderer. Of course. Why didn't I think of it before?
What do you mean, Inspector?
I know what your brother was trying to say when he referred to the scorpion.
You do?
Yes. And I'm arresting you, Professor Marco, for the murder of Howard Spencer.
How does the inspector know that Professor Marco is the murderer? We'll give you the solution in just a moment. But first...
Professor Marco has confessed to his crime. Spencer's reference to a scorpion puzzled me for a while. But then I realized that a scorpion is also a sign of the zodiac. But that didn't mean anything either, since it refers to people born in November, and all the people concerned in this case had their birthdays this week. Then I concluded that Spencer was referring to the zodiac as a whole. And was there anyone in this case who could be associated with the zodiac? Yes, Professor Marco, the astrologer, who tells fortunes by the stars.